everybody. This is the new improved Decent Bob Lasseter. Yes, I have learned my lesson. The National Federation of Decency pointed out to the management of the station that perhaps some of the shows I've done have not been decent. So we're going to correct that starting today. Decent talk for decent folks. That's our new slogan here at the Talk of Tampa Bay, the Decent Talk of Tampa Bay, WFLA. And my name is the Decent Bob Lasseter, with you until 4 with Decent Talk, as I will be each and every day from now on. Decent talk for decent people. Let's say nice things about Negroes today. I'll give out the phone numbers. 990-9352. Don't do that to me, Brad. Come on, man. It's hard enough, you know? 990-9352 are the decent phone lines in Hillsborough County. 461-9352 is the decent number in Pinellas County. And, of course, if you're making a decent long-distance call, you will want to use 1-223-9797. Perhaps you don't want to say nice things about Negroes. You know Turkey Day is coming very soon. Perhaps some of the girls in the audience would like to share with us some of their favorite Thanksgiving pie recipes. That would be fun. We might also talk about communism today. Is communism for you? Motherhood. There's another possible topic today. Are you pro or con on motherhood? What do you think about the weather? Is it hot enough for you? Is it cold enough for you? Do you like nice weather? That's a decent topic, isn't it? Don't you wish that bad old devil would just kind of go away and leave us alone? Hey, we all hope that Nancy Reagan is feeling better. Real soon, don't we? By the way, allow me to clear up some misconceptions that have apparently caused people like the decent folks at the National Federation for Decency to become upset with me. I do not condone rubbing your wee-wee together with somebody else's wee-wee. I have never rubbed wee-wees with any other person, and I don't condone it. It all came up in a call. I let the call go on the air, I must admit, just for ratings. I will not do that any longer. As a matter of fact, in a settlement with the National Federation of Decency, we have, right here at the radio station, installed a decency alarm. For example, had I said, I am not in favor of rubbing penises together. See, that is an indecent thing to say. So therefore, the decency alarm would have gone off. But I can say rubbing wee-wees together. The truth of the matter is, boys and girls, if you are listening, and I know that we have many younger listeners, the truth of the matter is that if you rub your wee-wee together with somebody else's wee-wee, sparks will fly, it will turn green, and fall off. That is the truth. I would not say that if it were not true. So please, do not do that. Also, we have some young adults in the audience who are not married. Let me say to them, I do not condone premarital naughtiness. No, I do not. Let me say a few things to you younger listeners. It is not nice to put your naughty parts together with somebody else's naughty parts, be it a boy naughty part or a girl naughty part. It is not nice. You will get warts on your nose if you do that. And worse than that, you will burn in the lake of fire forever, where your skin will burst and blister, and your tongue will rot and fall out. Your blood will boil. Your lips will burst. Your gizzard will sizzle and split open. Your belly button will come apart, and all of your innards will gush out onto the floor, where worms will eat them. Maggots will crawl in and out of your eye sockets, devouring them. Roaches, dirty, slimy roaches, will nest in your ears and lay eggs. Vultures will peck at your private parts. Snakes will slither in and out of your nose. The stench of burning flesh around you will make you vomit day and night. The agonizing screams of those other naughty people down there will keep you from getting any rest. No matter how much you beg, no one will give you any water. Salt will be poured into the festering wounds on your body, and pig dung will be forced down your throat. Is that worth rubbing your naughty parts together for? I think not. So please, do not rub your naughty parts together. Some of the things we will be talking about this afternoon include, do you think cold-blooded, vicious murderers should be set free? That is one topic. Another topic we will cover this afternoon is, do you think people you don't approve of should be having sex? Let's eliminate that topic. Another topic that we will talk about this afternoon is, do you think the communists should be allowed to take over America? Another topic we will cover this afternoon is, do you think clerks who work in stores should be allowed to be rude? And last but not least, on the Decent Bob Lasseter Show this afternoon, we shall discuss, do you think Madeline Murray O'Hare should be allowed to take over Christmas and outlaw it? People who are not decent should find a spark plug or make that a fire plug, sit on it, and spin. Let us talk with some of the decent folk in the audience. Hi, Steve in Bradenton.
How
are you today?
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, okay, I guess that delay, I'm not used to it. What I was calling about is the NFD.
You were going to say decent things about them, right?
Is that what you want me to do?
Well, Steve, I want you to be decent.
Okay.
You see, in a settlement with the NFD, we have a woman sitting in the studio now, the decency lady, who has her hand on a buzzer, and any time that she thinks that something indecent has been said, she is going to set off the buzzer.
Okay, but I'm not going to be disconnected.
No, of course not.
Well, I came up with a good name for them, which I don't think is indecent because I think it's fair. I came up with the National Federation of Deception.
Oh, Steve, decency lady does not think that is decent.
Well, I apologize. My most sincere apologies to her. But to make a long story short, I've been reading my local newspaper today, and they're burning record albums again. Okay? And it's getting to the point, see, I'm a musician, I make my living on music, that, you know, I wonder if they have, you know, their hands in this, you know, somewhat.
Well, Steve, you know that many decent people think that rock music is devil music.
Well, that's their opinion.
And they certainly are entitled to their opinion, aren't they, Steve?
Yes, they are. I agree with that. They're entitled to their opinion, no problem. Okay? Okay, now, if... And they might not want to hear my opinion, but this is it. The National Federation of Decency, whatever you want to call them, to them, they're going to tell you God created everything, okay? You know, good and evil, okay?
Well, Steve, I'm sorry. God did not create evil. Evil was created by Satan.
Okay. I know what you're going to do in a minute. Okay, so anyway, God created everything. I'm not going to say the other word again, okay? So if God created everything, you should be able to use everything in whatever way you want to use it. Okay, so the National Federation of Decency, Christians against rock and roll, you know, stuff like this. You can use rock and roll for whatever you want. If people want to blame indecent stuff on rock and roll, on bad, you know, on Bob Lasseter, okay, who's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to this country, according to some people. Myself, you know, I wish I had a father like you. I'd probably be a more decent person. But that's another story, you know.
Well, Steve, as a decent talk show host, I am obligated to tell you that if you continue to listen to rock music, you will get warts on your ears. And what is worse, you will burn forever in the lake of fire. In the lake of fire, your skin will blister and burst, your tongue will rot, your blood will boil, your lips will burst, your gizzard will sizzle and split open. Your belly button will come apart, and all of your innards will gush out, spilling onto the floor, where worms will eat them.
Uh-huh.
Maggots will devour your eyes. Roaches will nest in your ears. Vultures will peck at your private parts. Snakes will slither in and out of your nose. The stench of burning flesh will make you vomit day and night. The agonizing screams of the other naughty people with you, other naughty rock and roll listeners, will keep you from getting any rest. No matter how much you beg, no one will give you any water. Salt will be poured in your festering wounds, and pig dung will be forced down your throat. Is that worth listening to rock music for?
Yeah. See, my dad's been telling me that for 24 years. Okay?
And your dad sounds like a decent man.
My dad's a minister. That's my biggest problem. That's why I turned out halfway normal. You see, that's the way I believe, because, okay, back to the NFD, if you raise your kids in the right way, I mean, the Bible has some good philosophies, you know, and the NFD, I'm sure, would like to hear this. Okay? But I got a little, it's like a catch-22. I say, get down here what I have to say. The Bible has good philosophies, and I believe that some of them are worth going by. Okay? But on the other hand, like, if they want to go by the Bible, it says, you know, raise a kid up the way he should go. You know, he'll go that way, you know? So don't be blaming rock and roll, Bob Lasseter, Coca-Cola. I mean, I'm not going to mention that name. I'm sorry. Don't mention commercials on TV to have half-naked ladies on them.
Commercials on TV with naked ladies are not decent.
Excuse me? Okay, I apologize. Like that.
Well, Steve, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If it is not rock and roll that is ruining the youth of today, what could it be?
Okay, well,
could it be Satan?
Well, see, that's a big word. When it comes to Satan, Satan is kind of in a lot of people's minds.
Oh no, Steve. According to the National Federation for Decency, Satan is real.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, you know. I thought Santa Claus was real when I was a kid, too, you know.
Steve, young children could be listening. Santa Claus is real.
Okay. Santa Claus is real, okay? Big deal. So, then when it comes to the devil, you know, I don't have horns on my head. I got long hair. I've been playing in a band for 10 years. I don't feel no devil in me, you know. I still pray every, you know, occasionally. Doesn't seem to do much good, but, you know, like, if I have some really, like, you know, if I'm going to get killed in an accident, you know, I'll find myself saying, thank God, you know, and trying to get off. If you don't like the record, don't buy the record, you know. Don't buy the record. Don't, you know, if your kid brings it home and he likes it, leave him alone. If you harass him, he's going to resent you for that, and he's going to feel resentment towards you because
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. The official NFD position, as a matter of fact, the official position of all decent people is it doesn't make any difference if your child hates you.
What? Oh,
as long as you make him decent.
Okay. Now that I've moved away from my parents, I'm in Detroit. I got a house down here in Florida. Me and my wife are happy, you know. Our life is successful. And I attribute it a lot to listening to good talk show hosts, such as, you know, Bob Lasseter. Is that a bad word?
No, decency lady got excited, that's all. It was a mistake.
Okay. I'd like to meet her. She sounds like... never mind.
She's quite a girl.
Huh?
She is quite a girl.
Really? Okay. Okay.
It's a cute little bun you have there, decency lady.
Excuse me?
I was talking about your hair, decency lady. Please don't push the bus.
Okay.
Dennis in Hyde Park. You're on the Decent Bob Lasseter Show.
Hi, Bob. My name's Dennis, and I go by DD, Decent Dennis, really.
Decent Dennis, very good.
How you doing?
I am doing decently.
I have one problem. I've kind of changed my life since I've been hearing your program, starting today. But I live in Hyde Park, and it's full of faggots. Oh, gosh. Please forgive me.
Homosexuals, please.
That's where my big problem is the faggots.
Homosexuals, please. There could be young children listening.
Well, just give them money and let them do whatever they want. But I love your program, but what's with a buzzer?
Well, in a settlement with the National Federation for Decency, we have allowed a representative decency lady to come in and sit in the studio with her finger on a button that is attached to a very loud buzzer.
Yeah.
And whenever she hears anything that is offensive to her, she sounds off the buzzer.
Well, I thought I heard on my radio that she said she had some big buns.
Well, no, I was complimenting her on her hair bun.
Hair buns?
Yes.
Oh.
Her hair is up in a bun.
Oh. Well, she probably got a hair stuck up, you know what.
We are not allowed to talk about body cavities.
Well, I tell you, I love your program, but if we're not going to be able to talk and we're, you know, am I calling WFLA, Talk of Tampa Bay, or is this something else that I'm calling? I'm confused. Maybe.
Well, we are talking today. Our four topics today are, should cold-blooded murderers be allowed to go free? Should the communists be allowed to take over America? Should store clerks be rude? Or should we allow Madeline Murray O'Hare to take away Christmas?
I don't believe in Christmas, man. I mean, you know, it just cost me a bunch of bucks. I
mean, decency lady said what you should do for Christmas is take all of the money that you would have spent on gifts and send it to the National Federation for Decency.
Well, I tell you, we're not getting anywhere, and we need to do something to these faggots over here in Hyde Park.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
I think they should all rot in hell. The time on the new improved Decent Bob Lasseter Show. Let's talk to some more decent friends. Here's a decent friend, Jack in Lakeland. Hi, Jack.
Hello, how are you?
I am just doing decently.
I am practically an everyday listener of your show, but I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, that's marvelous.
I'm wondering, first of all, on your questions, I want to get that out of the way. I vote no, 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 and no, respectively.
All right, so Jack says, no, we should not release cold-blooded, vicious murderers into society. Jack also votes no on turning the country over to the communists. Jack says, no, clerks should not be rude. And Jack says no to allowing Madeline Murray O'Hare to take away Christmas.
Those are decent questions, by the way.
Thank you, Jack.
Personally, as a personal sin, an example, and this is just an example, a married man and a married woman meet each other at a Christmas party. They get drunk. They go out and they...
Oh, Jack, decency lady says you're dancing terribly, terribly close to talking about adultery.
Dancing close to talking about adultery. Okay, they go out and they commit adultery. And...
Okay. Jack, decency lady would like you to say that they committed adultery, which you are against.
Okay, and they go out and they commit adultery, which I am against.
Okay.
Let's say they have... sufficient reflection. They thought about it for a good half an hour before they left the office, and, you know, all right, number two is there. But...
Jack, would you please point out that you do not condone impure thoughts?
Let me go on record as saying that I in no way condone impure thoughts.
Very good.
Okay.
Decency lady is smiling.
Good. Tell her hello for me. Say that these two people were drinking. Let's even say they were drinking heavily. So there you've got alcohol as a mitigating circumstance. Now, this is just an example I'm using. So full consent of the will was mitigated by an outside source, in this case being alcohol.
Decency lady Jack says that you are making excuses for alcohol.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell her I'm sorry.
He's sorry.
What they did was materially sinful, but probably, and I'm dancing on a thin line here, probably not mortally sinful.
I'm sorry, Jack. Decency lady says she disagrees that the two people that you're speaking of should burn in the lake of fire forever, where their skin will blister and burst, where their tongues will rot, where their blood will boil, where their lips will burst, where their gizzards will sizzle and split open, and their belly buttons will come apart, and all of their innards will gush out, spilling onto the floor, where worms will eat them, maggots will devour their eyes, roaches will nest in their ears, vultures will peck at their private parts, and snakes will slither in and out of their noses, and the stench of burning flesh will make them vomit day and night, and pig dung will be forced down their throats.
Forever and ever. Okay.
Forever and ever. Well, you are decently on the air, Tony.
Oh, Mr. Lasseter.
Yes, sir.
This is Tony from St. Pete. I spoke to you last Tuesday about Jane Fonda. I want to thank you very much for letting me speak my mind.
Decent WFLA. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello, Helen.
I do not believe that there's anyone in the studio other than you ringing that buzzer.
Oh, Helen, that is not true.
Well,
Would you like to talk with Decency Lady?
No, I don't. Not particularly.
Decency Lady, would you please identify yourself for Helen and let her know that you are indeed here? You can even push the button if you'd like.
Thank you so much. I'm from the National Federation of Decency, and I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, I'm happy, too, because I think he brought this thing on himself.
I do, too. I agree, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, well,
I think
for a while there, I just thought he was pulling our leg, you know.
Oh, Helen, how could I possibly pull your leg about something so serious as decency?
Well, I say you brought it on yourself, Lasseter. You know, that program on masturbation and the one where you hated all the blacks, or supposedly all the whites hated the blacks, but
what,
you spoke for all of us.
Decency lady wants to know if you were in favor of the program on masturbation.
I was not.
Oh, good.
You didn't care for it.
I beg your pardon. I thought it was a filthy, dirty thing, and I shut it off after a while. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Do you think that... You just kept pushing it and pushing it, and if you lose your FCC license, it's your own fault. But I do hope they give you another chance. I'm not a real beast.
Oh, Helen, you are a decent woman.
I know I'm decent, and I hope that you moderate your programs and hold your job and everybody else's. I'm really worried more about theirs than yours.
Well, Helen, with a full heart of contrition, I can say you need not worry anymore. I have definitely seen the light and will do nothing but decent programs.
Very good. I
from
really
now
mean
on.
That.
And I'll see to it.
Thanks a million, dear.
Thank you, Helen. At the time, Paul Gonzalez joining us on the line from Busch Gardens. Paul, are you having a decent time?
Oh, Bob, indeed. I am at the Fest House here at Busch Gardens. You may be able to hear the music in the background. It's quite a day out here. A beautiful day at the Dark Continent, and people are getting ready for the big celebration tonight. And we're talking about the Congo River Rapids and the Phoenix Boat Swing, the Scorpion. Some of those rides, Bob, that it takes a real man to encounter.
Well, what kind of things usually go on at Oktoberfest, Paul?
Well, we're going to be giving away some beer mugs and all kinds of...
Paul, I'm sorry. Decency Lady says we can't talk about our favorite golden beverage.
The church lady, right?
Well, Decency Lady.
Decency Lady.
Right, Decency
Lady.
Well,
we invite everybody to come out, Bob. It's 7 o'clock, 7 till 10 tonight.
They do have weak tea available, don't they, for decent people?
Oh, yes.
Against all.
Oh, Tom, that really makes our hearts dance with joy.
I'll tell you, except there might be a lot of decent people listening now, but wait till they get a hold of that beer tonight.
I'm sorry, Tom. Decency Lady does not allow talk like that on the air. Lewis in South Tent.
And...
Ooh, Decency Lady's lips are pursed.
Well, you know, here's something else you can purse your lips on. I've always been taught when I was in school that this country has been brought up by our forefathers to fight against things like unlawful taxation, censorship, and we've always been taught to believe that, you know, here we can do pretty much anything we want. We can speak freely. We can say anything we want. And people voicing their opinions on certain issues, you know, who is this lady here to tell me what I can say, what I can't say? Who is this organization that she's with to tell me what I can say and what my opinions can be?
Decency, you know, Lady's getting very nervous.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but that's just the way I've been raised. I mean, I've been raised to, I can say anything I want to. Now, if I was in a different country, that would be a different story. But
Decency Lady asked me to pass along to you, love it or leave it.
Hey, this is my country. I love my country. If she doesn't like it, she can leave it. She wants to go someplace where she can tell people how to think. Tell her to get out of here. And, you know, it's just the point of the whole thing. I don't know. I've been listening to you for the past couple days on this subject, and I've been boiling. I've been applauding you. The topic of burning records, big deal. I've got every Beatles album there is, even back when John Lennon made his famous little statement about Christ being more popular, the Beatles being more popular than Christ.
Decency Lady would like me to point out to you that John Lennon was wrong.
John Lennon is a genius. The late John Lennon is a genius. And his ideas... Go ahead,
Decency
buzz that
Lady would like me to point out to you that Jesus is smarter.
Well, that's debatable. You know, his outlook on, like, just listen to his song "Imagine," and you can tell his whole philosophy on life. Anyway, Bob, I'm going to let you go. I know there's other callers want to go, but one before I close off, your topics I agree with. You know, I vote no on, and I bought a Playboy by chance, you know.
God, she passed out again.
Okay, well, I'll let you revive her, and I'll get off so other people can talk. But anyway, Bob, keep up the good work. We love your show.
Thank you, Lewis.
Bye.
And I did hear the Decency Lady speak on the phone. She has an attractive voice. Is she as attractive physically as is her voice?
Decency Lady is a decent woman.
A decent woman.
A decent woman.
However, she doesn't fool around.
Why, of course not.
Oh, okay. I just had to check. She sounded like she might be kind of cute.
In her own way.
Does she have one bun or two?
One.
I see. Well, thank you, Bob. Bye.
Take care. Next we go to Bill in Davenport.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Fine, Bill.
I just had a few things I wanted to point
out. Davenport is a decent place.
Have you ever noticed that Santa is Satan spelt sideways? Okay.
Decency Lady points out there are young children listening.
I don't think there's anything more decent than white bread and wholesome, pure milk. Have you ever been to a convenience store that had a sign posted in the window, Homo milk, $2.39 a gallon?
Yes, I have.
I didn't know they gave milk.
Either did I. but I would certainly not buy any.
Okay.
I can't begin to imagine what... No, decency lady is holding up her hand. She suggests I not go any further with that.
No, today is, like, a very nice day.
Yes, isn't the weather lovely?
It is.
I had promised to read the letter, or a portion thereof at least, concerning the Sarasota chapter of the NFD, and I forgot to do it after the newscast. Let me take care of that now. I'll just read a portion of it that deals with a phone call. There was a letter to the editor. This goes back to July 23rd of this past summer. There was a letter to the editor in the Sarasota paper, whatever it is. I can't think of the name of it. From Tim Adams, the president of the National Federation of Decency, Sarasota chapter. And one of my listeners called him up. And this is, I'll read the letter. This is where we'll pick it up. I called, I gave my name, my telephone number, to Tim Adams, president of the NFD. He couldn't remember the post office box address, but he gave me his address to send for information. I told him I read his letter. I said I disagreed, and related to him my opinion and the my opinion about the violence in video stores. He gave me a 45-minute lecture on Jesus Christ and how God speaks through him, that I should throw out everything that I have learned from man and just listen to God, that I didn't really call him about the letter or about the letter in the paper, that I called because God made me call so I could learn the gospel from him, Tim Adams. He also told me that he had led a very corrupt life and his life changed on November the 20th, 1975 at 1:15 p.m., in his car when Jesus Christ came to him and changed his bad life. This is just a brief summary of the conversation. It would take me at least 20 pages to tell it all, etc., etc., etc. So these are the kinds of people we're dealing with, you know, people that God talks to.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question of where they're coming from.
Yeah, she does not like Billy Idol.
Well, it's, as John Cale said, it's dirty ass rock and roll.
I'm sorry, Bob. Decency lady says she cannot tolerate talk like that, and I must hang up on you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My lady is blushing.
Oh, well, I'm not allowed to watch TV, and I can only read the Bible, and I couldn't find anything in there regarding this problem. I was in line at the Burger King the other day, and there was a man in front of me who had shorts on, and somebody nudged me in the line, and my wee-wee touched his hiney. Am I going to get AIDS?
Three more decent hours coming your way. Please, whatever you do, do not venture very far. That a decent tune. 10 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock on the new improved decent Bob Lasseter show at 990 WFLA. Susie in Tampa. Hi, you're on the air at WFLA.
Hello, this is Susie Cream Tea.
Yes, Susie.
I'm hoping you will be very decent and gentle with me as I am a virgin. Not in the traditional, well, not in the traditional sense, but as a first-time caller. That's what I meant.
Well, Decency Lady wishes me to point out to some of the younger people in the audience that you can do very indecent things with cream cheese, and she would like you to point out that you don't condone that.
Well, I can't help how my parents named me. You know, that's their problem. That's not mine, right?
Well, that's true, but Decency Lady was very concerned that some people might get the wrong connotation from cream cheese.
I'm sorry she doesn't approve of my name, but, you know, I did the best I could.
I mean, for an example, Decency Lady would like me to point out that it is possible to spread cream cheese over your naughty parts, and she doesn't want anyone to do that.
Oh, I realize that, and that is rather disgusting, but I'd realize there are some indecent people who might do such practices, but that's beyond me, but... I want to mention, I believe Tony talked about Jane Fonda And I listened to him the other day, and I did want to say that I do think that any woman that at that age who does have a body like she does is rather indecent.
You're not supposed to look at Jane's body.
Well,
decency lady wants me to point that out to the young folks in the audience.
Well, it on the videos. I mean, what can you say? You're supposed to do the exercise without watching?
Well, you should try to tape something over the bottom two-thirds of the screen and only look at her face.
Oh, you can't. Then arms and legs, but not the torso. Well, great talking to you. Have you, are you familiar with the comedian Sam Kinison?
Sure.
Well, she didn't beat me on that. Do you realize
that lady was powdering her nose, that's why it took her a little while to get to the buzzer.
Or wears clothes. Can't be a true Christian.
Well, you know, John, in the Bible it says...
Because we believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible.
Well, you know, in the Bible it says, John, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one.
That's right, that's right. You can't wear clothes, but you can carry swords. I agree with that.
I'm sorry, John. Decency lady wishes me to point out that you are to wear clothes.
But the Bible, that's not what the Bible says, and we believe in the true interpretation of the Bible, the literal interpretation of the Bible.
Well, the decency lady wishes me to point out that that's one of the passages you don't have to pay attention to.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you set me straight on that.
Longboat Key. Hello, Jack. You're on Decent WFLA.
I hope your producer told you. I'm mad.
What? You're mad? What are you mad about, Jack?
I'm mad as hell. I'm mad. Look, I represent the indecent people, okay? And I think this is ridiculous. You guys had me tear the damn knob off my radio, okay? You're the only station I can get now. I went looking through the garbage. I can't find the damn knob, you know, and this is just not okay. And I was willing to just turn the radio off, but this thing about John Lennon and buzzing, pushing the decency lady, you know, and you're just, you know, you're going along with everything that she says. And obviously, you know, you're not the kind of person that we want to have.
There are
a lot of indecent people out here, Bob. There's a lot of us.
Jack, remember that Jesus said, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that do no more."
Well, what the hell does that mean? I don't understand that. You know, I just think that I think that you're a turncoat. I think that you've given in to you know, a bunch of decent people, and that we have nobody out here now to represent us indecent people.
Well, Jack, remember the Bible says, "And call no man your father upon this earth."
Well, what the hell does that mean? I give up. You know, I tell you, I'm just going to throw my damn radio away, and I'm going to go buy another one. You know?
Well, Jack, I should point out to you that in Matthew 27:9, Jesus fulfilled prophecy of Jeremy.
Bob, I tell you what, I got one thing to say to you, and I'm not really saying it to you. You know, I have a lot of affinity for you. I've listened to you, and I kind of have a little forgiveness in my heart for you for what you've done now, but... I just think that this indecent lady, or this decent lady that you have, I think she's a slut, Bob.
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm going to have to hang up on you. I cannot allow language.
Well,
there are children in the audience.
That, Bob, you hang up on me.
I'm sorry, Jack, but I sincerely apologize for that. Those of you who have young children, perhaps in the car or something, coming back from the beach on vacation from Colorado, I sincerely apologize for that type of language.
Why?
Well, remember, Humberta, that Jesus said, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers."
Mm-hmm. Well, how come it's got to go all their way?
Because decency lady says if it doesn't go their way, then they will petition the FCC for my removal.
What, they got you by the cojones? Oh, she's bilingual.
Yes, she is. That's why they sent her.
Well, Bob,
apparently there were some people using naughty words in other languages on the station last week, and see, lady speaks 9 languages.
I tell you, when my Bible to that station, I want her to underline everything that I should read or shouldn't.
Decency lady said she'd be thrilled to do that.
But, tell her to shove that buzzer up her ass.
Well,
and open her mouth each time it buzzes.
Well, I certainly can't allow anything like that. Tom in Sarasota, you're on the air at WFLA, a decent radio station. Decent radio station.
Hello, decent Jack.
It's a decent Bob.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay. I well understand why you made the mistake.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Prior to becoming born again, yes, she did.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, then...
One second. She's passing me a note here. She said that when she read the dictionary, she used to fornicate and do drugs. Well, just remember that the Bible says that then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
Oh. Oh, geez, I hadn't heard that one, Bob.
And in Holiday.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, Diane.
Get your buzz ready. I'm sorry, I'm not one of your decent callers.
Decency lady doesn't like that, Diane. What's the problem?
Too bad. I hate your decent show today, and I want all of your dirty shows back.
Oh, decency lady says that's unacceptable.
Well, you're forcing me to go back to my indecent soaps.
Please. remember the Bible says, and call no man your father upon earth.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
We enjoy it.
Well, Benny, before you go, just let me pass on to you that the Bible says, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee.
Hey,
for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish.
Tell you something, I only have one eye, and it is the right eye. It was plucked out at birth. That you mentioned it.
Well, my word, that was a decent newscast. 1:32 on a very decent day here at decent WFLA.
Undecent, I guess, and I really enjoyed it. And I'd like to say that...
Decency lady points out that you should not enjoy the program.
Well, what I was enjoying about it is the freedom that the people got to speak on your show, and as a person and as a citizen, you got the freedom to speak your opinions.
Decency lady says I do not have that freedom if my opinions conflict with hers.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. Anybody that is afraid to voice their opinions and get them out in the open for debate, I would say is a very weak person. They don't believe them strongly enough. But God stepped in and said, well, I just wanted to make sure you're following me, and, you know, and I believe that.
Well, Troy, remember, the Bible also says, behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces.
How does that refer back to the statement I just said?
I have no idea.
Oh, she just passed that along?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob.
Yes?
I've heard enough Bible stuff for 2 years.
I'm sorry.
You know? No, I mean, that's cool. It's all right. First of all, you got to get that lady, whoever she is, out of that studio. There's a lot of people out there that want the old Bob Lasseter back. Including me. This is a very boring show today, I think. It sounds like Mr. Rogers. I can turn on television and watch Mr. Rogers. If the people listening to you don't like what you're talking about, they should turn the knob.
Decency lady says no. If they don't like what I'm talking about, I should talk about something else.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This is 1987. You know, I'm from up north. I've been down here for 9 months. They say that this is supposed to be the next great city in this whole area. It's going to be a long time. There's nothing but hicks down here. I mean, these people, Bible people, save it for Sunday. Geez, don't try to push it on me. I'm listening to your show. I want to hear what you have to say. I really enjoy your show. That's the only reason I'm calling today. It's very boring. Mr. Rogers, Bob Rogers, that's what I'm going to call you from now on. And I think that's about it. That's what I wanted to call about.
I want to know how decent she is when she goes out with a couple of men.
Well, decency lady says that she no one can discuss
right?
her intimate moments.
You know, people.
Intimate moments are not appropriate for talk radio.
A lot of people that read the Bible, most of them are hypocrites. I know by fact.
Well, decency lady points out that she is in concurrence with you that many people who call themselves Christians are not.
Well, she's not a Christian.
Decency lady disagrees with that.
Oh, sure, I don't think she's that damn decent. Sometimes they make believe that they're decent, but only God knows what the hell they're doing back of your back. A lot of people make believe that they're decent, but I like to know how decent they are.
I'll take a Russian damn nap.
Whoa. Whoa, again, I apologize to all of you out there who have small children listening to this. Ooh, decency lady says you sound like a tush cavity. Very
I'm
strong language for her.
Here at all. Now, decent lady there, well, your radio station, first off, told us to remove our knobs. Pull our knobs out. Now we can't play with our knobs on the radio.
Decency lady says that's getting a little close to indecent talk.
Oh, I'll refrain from that then.
But, can't talk about knobs anymore.
Oh, well, God, it's just not fair. She's got her knobs, and she took her hand off her rear parts and mooned the audience. And it's not fair. We can't do anything like that.
Well, she points out she was only quoting a Bible passage.
But she mooned your radio audience, and you let that happen on your decent show?
Well, that's what decency lady wanted me to read that passage to the caller.
Did she blush when she mooned us?
Not at all.
Does she have knobs?
I can't get into that kind of talk anymore.
Why was she giggling?
There are young children listening to this. Do you realize there are people vacationing here from Colorado who have young children that are on their way home from the beach?
Oh, I should hope they're in school, Bob.
Well, they're on vacation.
It's too early for that. Why did you have her giggling a few minutes ago? What were you doing on your decent show?
It was something a caller had said. I don't even remember anymore, but it was something a caller had said that made her giggle.
Oh, I thought you were doing something to make her giggle.
No, she's actually in the control room now. She's on the other side of the glass. She's in there with Brad James, a very decent
James
producer.
Is making her giggle.
I'm not sure what's going on over there.
Well, she's in. Can she hear us now? Maybe we.
Oh yes, of course. Of course, she's listening on the air monitor.
Oh, does she have the beeper buzzer with her?
Oh, you better believe it.
The old bag got to go back where she came from. And you want to go back to your old indecent self.
Now she's really frowning, Steve.
We miss you, Bob.
Thank you, Steve. He's from WFLA.
Is this Bob?
Yes, Terry.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I thought it was Dollar Prayer. I need to ask Decent Lady something. Does Decent Lady and Decent Ladies, do they wear Playtex bras?
I'm sorry, Terry, but we can't talk about naughty parts anymore.
Do they wear Playtex brassieres?
Well, it's a you're starting to talk about naughty parts, and we
no,
can't
no,
talk
I
about
just want to know if Decent Lady and Decent Ladies wear Playtex beeps, then are the ladies on television that model live models Playtex brassieres, are they decent or indecent?
Well, they must be indecent people, and decency lady says that she binds her chest with gauze. A decent radio station.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Well, it seems to me we've gone from Mad Dog Lassiter to Pound Puppy Lassiter, yes?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, yes. The list of topics today?
No, the list of things that'll happen to you,
if you go to the Lake of Fire. Well, I'd be happy to because, it's important that young children hear this, so we certainly can't go through it much too often. You will burn the Lake of Fire forever, where your skin will blister and burst, your tongue will rot and fall out, your blood will boil and bubble, your lips will swell until they burst, your gizzard will sizzle and split open, your belly button will come apart, and all of your innards will gush out, spilling onto the floor, while they will be eaten by worms. Maggots will crawl in and out of your eye sockets, devouring your eyes. Roaches will nest in your ears. Vultures will peck at your private parts, and slithery, slimy snakes will slither in and out of your nose, and the stench of burning flesh will make you vomit day and night into eternity. The agonized screams of other naughty people will keep you from getting any rest. No matter how much you beg, nobody will give you even a drop of water. Salt will be poured into your festering wounds, and pig dung will be forced down your throat. Wow. Oh, she's giggling again.
Yeah, I thought that
was... clapping her little hands together, rocking back and forth on the chair.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was looking for some decent rating, and I wondered if she could approve of this or not. Well, at your program, could I read a little bit?
Decency Lady suggests Prairie Home Companion. That's acceptable. Well, are you over 21?
Yeah, I'm over 21.
Okay, Prairie Home Companion.
Uh-huh.
And she also suggests the Farmer's Almanac,
and,
of course, the Bible.
Oh, the Bible, that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and read. It's one of the three books you just mentioned. It's about this, I don't know if this is going to offend her or not. It's about this white king and this black girl.
No.
I can't read.
No, God does not approve of the races mixing.
Okay, well, maybe if I... Well, can we pretend it's not racial, maybe?
Decency lady says no, but it just raises too many questions.
Well...
That you are not qualified to answer.
Oh, come on, Bob, please, just a little bit here. I'm really bored.
I'm sorry, it's just out of my hands. Decency lady has taken over the program.
Oh, that's tough.
It was part of the settlement.
That's tough. Well, I just thought just a little bit might... I just don't know what's going to happen to me if I read this unless I have her approval.
She suggests that you burn it.
Burn it?
Burn it.
Burn the Bible.
Burn the Bible?
Yeah.
Well, of course not. No. No. But try reading Matthew instead. Yes, read Matthew instead.
But I don't want to read Matthew.
Well, and how about John?
No, John.
Well, she's particularly fond of John and suggests that you read it, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, golly gee. Well, can she pluck it out?
Does
it offend her?
It's getting a little close there to indecency.
Well...
That word, kind of rhymes with something else, and that rhymes with... No, no.
Okay.
Just gone downhill all day long, Bob.
No.
It has to change.
No.
And Hooters is probably out of the question. There's not a decent word, Bob.
She doesn't want you to use that word. I'm sorry, that
Bob,
word upsets
sorry.
Her.
I guess eating at Hooters would probably be... eating at the establishment would probably be totally out of the question then, am I right?
Oh, yes. It would give a red-blooded boy impure thoughts.
I see. I've only called one other time, Bob, and your show, I tuned to it because it was very intellectually stimulating. Now, Mr. Rogers is getting exciting. So it's for an arousing time. I think I'm probably going to switch on him and Captain Kangaroo.
Ooh.
Bob, I missed your program earlier this morning, and what really... If you
The National Federation for Decency has said that they were going to file a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission because the show was just totally unacceptable. It was indecent.
Today or yesterday, they said that?
Well, they called yesterday, and they called for late Wednesday.
Right.
And so we're just trying to conform with the community standards for decency.
Okay, so you did wear boxer shorts today then?
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to talk about things like that.
Okay, not
underwear.
Subject.
You know, there might be children listening, and we can't talk about underwear.
Well, you know, I was going to tell you, Bob, at 12 and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, as far as I know, most children, good children, are probably out on the streets listening to radio. I never went to school during the day, so I really wouldn't know.
Well, Doug, I'm fresh out of time for this decent hour.
Okay, well, Bob, good luck.
Hey, thanks for a decent call, Doug.
Be getting decent soon.
Take care.